G'day everyone, Ian here. Happy New Year. And I do mean Happy New Year, even though, because I want everybody to have a really great year. But it's an interesting term, isn't it? It's something that probably, as I get a little bit older, irritates me more and more. I think fundamentally humans are primarily optimistic. I don't think we would have crossed that first stream getting out of Africa if we didn't expect to get across. The reality is, not everybody gets across. But we never think that before we start on the journey, do we? Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, I think even the pessimists are optimistic. Nobody starts a business, enters a relationship, purchases a property, starts any venture thinking it's going to be complete and utter disaster. And at the end of each year, we shake off the old year and we look forward to a better new year, don't we? Somewhere back in the 90s, was it? I remember the Queen turned around and referred to that year that I think Charles and Di separated and Windsor Castle burnt down as Annus Horribilis, something like that, excuse my Latin. And the first time I'd ever heard that term, and I thought, yeah, you know, some years you have really shit years. You look back over it and you go, yep, that was pretty damn crap. But you don't start that year expecting it, do you? And maybe some years are really good years. And that's probably maybe what you hoped for. But primarily we're optimistic. But I think there's a bit of a problem with that. Both expecting a good year and then being shocked by a bad year. We have this expectation, don't we? That this year is going to be better than the last. Generally speaking, that's what everybody sort of thinks when the new year starts. Or if it's been a really great year last year, at least it's going to be as good again. And I have a bit of an issue with that expectation, because that's what it is, that's all it is, because the reality is December's not that different to January. The 31st is basically the day before the 1st, and they're all ambit representations of the way we look at time and calendars, and it's just our path around the sun, and it's not even the equinox or the solstice or anything like that. It's not even significant. It's just a bloody stupid Gregorian calendar that somebody dreamt up. So really the days don't make any difference, but we still have these expectations, and that drives us to go into the year with an expectation that something's going to be good. And when probably the majority of our life, it's just the same old stuff, the same routine. Some years are better than others and some years are worse than others, but on average, they're just average, aren't they? Nothing really changes that much. The expectations create a sense that it's going to be wonderful this year. And then people are so disappointed. And I think this is where a lot of our issues in modern society comes from. Things like depression. Things like disappointment. It hasn't worked out. I was sold a pup. I was sold a story that things were going to improve. And they haven't. And people are devastated by that. When the reality is, you can have no expectations. There is no promise. This year, 2015, people will be born and people will die. People will have great success and people will have great tragedies. Peace will be made and wars will start. I hope for you, only because I know you, that's good. But that's just me personalising you. The reality is, we are just the world, and we will have good and bad, but most of all, we're going to have life. And that's the way I approach it these days. It's going to be an unfolding of life. the events will happen, and we may or may not attribute good or bad to them. I would suggest probably best to not do that. Life will simply unfold, and events will happen, and slowly we'll work our way through 365 rotations of our planet and the single orbit around the sun, and we will spend another year doing what humans do. And it will be as it will be. And we can nudge it a little bit here and there, depending on the opportunities that are presented to us and the decisions we make. But we don't have as much control as we think. We do have the hope that it'll be okay, but sometimes it won't be. And we'll have to deal with those events when they arise. So, at the start of this year, I just want to simply say, enjoy the unfolding of this year, this 2015. And that's what I'll be doing, taking as much time as I possibly can to be present and enjoy it as it unfolds. Since taking up daily meditation as part of my ritual for the last, must be 3 or 4 years now, I don't actually know when I started, I've been finding that time has been going by more slowly, and I think it's because I am observing each day so much more intently. And this last year, if I was to make an assessment of how it felt like it took about 2.5 years to go through. I think it was 18 months the year before. So the years are going by slower. I'm observing it more, taking time to appreciate it. Still looking for opportunities to make things happen, but appreciating the unfolding of life. And there are good and not so good times amongst them, but it's all the game of life. So for 2015, here it is. Let's see what happens, eh? Bye-bye for now.